listening to the Newsmakers podcast from MLB.com.
This is the Rocket, Bill Latson. Welcome to Newsmakers. This podcast is about Yankees manager Aaron Boone. We talk to the people who know him best, starting with his father, Bob Boone. I then talk to Reds beat writer Hal McCoy. Hal will be the first to tell you Aaron Boone saved his career. ESPN's Dan Shulman said Aaron Boone is one of his best friends. Former GM Jim Bowden drafted Aaron Boone in 1994, and Bowden believes Boone will be one of the best managers in baseball. We start with Bob Boone, who is so proud that his son was named manager of the Yankees. Enjoy the podcast. On the phone is one of the best defensive catchers of all time. His name is Bob Boone. He is the father of Aaron Boone, who became manager of the Yankees. Bob, thank you so much for being on the show.
Sure, Bill.
Bob, tell me how proud you are to see your son at that press conference this afternoon.
How about me? I didn't see it. My wife's been filling me in. So I'm so excited for him. You know, it's such a humbling experience for not only me, but my whole family. And, you know, to think of Aaron, probably the number one sports job in the world. The manager of the Yankees. So, you know, we're so excited for him.
Mm-hmm. Besides being around the Bob Boones of the world, how much did it help that Aaron was around the Mike Schmidts, the Pete Roses, the Don Baylors of the world?
Well, I think that the advantage I had in growing up, the advantage Brett and Aaron and Matthew actually had growing up is that, especially for Brett and Matt and Aaron, they were around the ballpark since Aaron was 4 or 5 years old. And the Phillies were great. They allowed me to bring them to the park, and they'd run around and shag and batting practice balls. And it was really the only time I got to see them.
Right.
When they come to the ballpark when we were home. And if I left for the park and before they got back from school, boy, there was hell to pay there. But they grew up with them. And what happens when you're around that environment, people don't understand, but there's such a hierarchy in baseball that, you know, the players in the minor leagues, what they have to learn is, hey, you belong here with these guys. Instead of walking into a clubhouse and go, oh, man, there's Mike Schmidt, there's Steve Carlton. I've watched them growing up. You know, and instead of thinking, no, I belong here with those guys. And I think in our family, the big advantage of for me being the son of a major league player and my kids being a son of a major league player is they're around it. These people were their friends. You know, they weren't awed or put on a pedestal. They were going, no, this is where you play baseball. And so if I get here, I'll see guys like this. And I think there's a huge advantage with that. There's no intimidation factor when you're beating your brains out trying to get through the minor leagues.
Aaron was saying at the press conference that ever since he was a little kid, he was really deep into baseball. He was really watching the game while the kids were playing in the playroom. He was actually behind home plate watching the game intently. Could you talk about those days?
Well, Aaron, is you probably noticed, is a highly focused person. And, you know, when the things he can do, I don't know if you've ever seen him pantomiming other players and managers and coaches. And he started to do that when he was a little kid. I mean, guys would grab Aaron and go out to the opposing team before the game and say, hey, watch him. Here, do Willie Montanez. Do Greg Luzinski. Do Danny Ozark walking to the mound. You know, and we've seen him do it on ESPN shows. But those are things because he really looked and he watched and he followed. And he did it from the time he was a peewee. And, you know, he did it when he was playing. He would watch somebody. He had the ability. It's almost like a photographic memory. But he had the ability to watch somebody and think, you know what, I'm going to try hitting that way. I'm struggling with my way. I'm going to do it the way Altuve is doing it. I mean, and he had the ability to put that two and two together, and it really helped him in his career. And I think it's, you know, the only thing he lacks is that resume for experience of managing. And I think that's going to be the smallest thing that he has in the job he has to do. what he's great at, is focusing on those, all the things he needs to. He's got tremendous social skills. Everybody loves Aaron. Mm-hmm. He's never said a bad word about anybody. And he's going to have the ability to pull that clubhouse together and make sure not only the clubhouse but the front office mm-hmm. is pulling on the same direction on that rope. And I think he'll be spectacular at that. Well, the other thing, the advantage that he has that's a little overlooked with not having the resume is that in his job as an analyst, he goes to all these teams, all the big league teams, games during spring training. And the analysts go in and they meet with each manager and talk about the players and meet with certain players. Mm-hmm. So he knows players around the league and managers around the league very intimately. And has a great insight in that he's talked about these players with their managers, and I think his knowledge is going to be a huge asset for him in running the game.
This Yankee team is really a good team. I mean, last year they were a win away from the World Series, and they could do it again in 2018. What do you think?
Well, I think first of all, to be selected as the Yankee job, is just a phenomenal gift. And to inherit a good team, when you're a new manager, I was a new manager on two different teams, and I didn't inherit a team like he's got. That is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And when you're not rebuilding and to get somebody that's, hey, now it's time to go win a championship and have the horses where you have a chance to, is so exciting for me to watch for him, and that it's just such a gift. It's he and the Boone family are really blessed to have something like that happen. I know he is appreciative, and I know that the Yankees did their homework and Brian Cashin did their homework to find out who is the best guy for that job. And I think they hit the nail right on the head.
Bob Boone is the vice president of player development for the Nationals. He's also the assistant general manager of the Nationals. I know him personally. He's a great guy. Bob, you have been in professional baseball over 50 years. Did you ever think in your lifetime that one of your sons would be manager of the Yankees?
No, but it doesn't surprise me. I just never thought in those terms. I mean, I had to worry about seeing if they were ever going to be a big leaguer.
Mm-hmm.
So I never ever really thought, I'm extremely proud of all my kids and Aaron's, going into ESPN and being their main analyst, through a lot of hard and diligent work on his part and the fact that he is who he is.
Mm-hmm.
His mom had a lot to do with that. But we're very proud of all of our kids, and it's more of a humbling experience than really pride for me. I think it's pretty amazing. So no, I never really thought about that. Aaron and I have talked for several years about his desire to be on the field mm-hmm. rather than in the booth. But there's a big financial difference in that if you go in, you go down and be a coach for AA or something,
Right.
So it's something that you really can't afford to do that. So, to pull that out, it's happened before, and it's happening more prevalently now in baseball, and you have to have a great idea of the analytics, which he does. He has to have the ability to relate to the front office and the team in that clubhouse and to pull them all together. That's the real challenge. And I don't know anybody that could do that better than Aaron Boone. And I think the Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone team is going to be spectacular.
Have you talked to Aaron since he was named the manager? And if so, what did you say?
Oh, we've talked a lot about, he knows the excitement. He's seen my tears. So he knows the excitement. But it's really, now we're talking more about, he's interviewing people for the job and what he's looking for. And mm-hmm. my from my experience, the thing that you got to have somebody here that's your pal, mm-hmm. that you can really, you know, when things are going bad, you can go, let's take a walk downtown here and talk about everything. Wow. And this, and you know, this guy's got your back. So that, because in this, in the, as a manager, what I found, and I try to encourage my coaches, I said, if you're second guessing anything, don't think that's a bad thing. I want you to come and talk to me about it.
Right.
And I'll let it, you know, rattle around in my brain, and you know, I may come out and say, yeah, it's a good idea. I may be, no, I think it's a good idea, but I'm gonna stay with the way I'm doing it. And I think you need somebody that's not afraid or intimidated that can come and really talk to you. And I think you know, we've talked about that as he's going about his selection of the, he and Brian Cashman are putting together their coaching staff. And
right.
I think, you know, I have no worries at all about how Aaron will do, and I have no worries that Aaron will do the right thing because he always does the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Bob Boone, listen, thank you so much for being on the show, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Sure, Bill. Appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.
My next guest is Reds beat writer Hal McCoy. Hal McCoy says, if not for Aaron Boone, he would not be in journalism right now. Here's what he had to say.
On the phone is one of the best baseball writers of all time. His name is Hal McCoy. He is a beat writer for the Cincinnati Reds, and he has his own website called halmccoy.com. Hal, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, my pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hal, the reason we have you on the show, you have a close relationship with Aaron Boone, who recently became the manager of the Yankees. And the reason I'm calling you is because this was a guy who really cared about you. He didn't care about that you were a writer. He cared about Hal McCoy, the person. You suffered a stroke in your optic nerves in 2003, and you thought about quitting journalism. And Aaron Boone talked you out of it. Could you talk about what happened there?
Yes, absolutely. Aaron Boone has a special place in my heart and always will. Even before I had the strokes of the optic nerves, he was kind of a special guy that you just loved to be around because of his personality. And you could tell that he did care about people. And I certainly felt that because he saved my career. In 2002, I had a stroke of my optic nerve in my right eye. Mm-hmm. And I was told that there was only a 15% chance that it would happen in my left eye. Mm-hmm. And my left eye took over, and for a few months, everything was fine. I still drove a car, still played tennis every day, which I love to do. But just before spring training of 2003, I became one of the big 15%ers. I had this stroke of my optic nerve in my left eye, which left me legally blind. Everything was dark and fuzzy in my world. And I went to my sports editor at the time and said I was going to quit. I can't cover baseball if I can't see. And he said, you're going to go to spring training and give it a try. So I did just that. I flew to Sarasota, Florida for spring training in 2003. And the first day I walked into the Reds clubhouse and I stood there at the door and I looked around. Everything was dark and fuzzy. I couldn't see faces of people that I've known for years. And Aaron Boone was playing third base for the Reds at the time, and he was sitting at his locker, and I guess he looked up and saw the consternation on my face and got up and came over to me and asked me what was wrong. And I told him what had happened to me, and I said, I'm going to quit. You've probably seen me for the last time. Mm-hmm. And he grabbed me by my elbow and led me over to his locker and pointed to his seat, said, you sit down. And I sat down, and he said, I don't ever want to hear you say the word quit again. You love your job. You're good at your job, and everybody in this room will help you out. And he turned me around that day. I would have quit had he not done that. Him having the faith in me and a lot of people after that did help me, and so I've continued for the next 14 years. I'm on my 44th year of covering the Reds, and had it not been for Aaron Boone, I would have quit after the before the 2003 season. And Aaron came up a couple years ago on the Hall of Fame ballot. We all know he was not a Hall of Fame player. He's a Hall of Fame person, but you know, he was a very good player, had some great moments. He got one vote for the Hall of Fame, and that came from me, because to me, he's a Hall of Famer.
No doubt about it. He's a great guy. You know, have you kept in touch with Aaron Boone, and how surprised are you that he was the manager, was named the manager of the Yankees?
I'm not surprised that he became a manager when he played for the Reds, and I covered him. You could see his love for the game. He came from a great family. I was fortunate enough, because as old as I am, I got to see the whole family play. When I was 8 years old, I saw his grandfather, Ray Boone, play for the Cleveland Indians. I was a big Indians fan at the time.
Wow.
Then I covered his father, Bob Boone, as a manager and as a player for the Phillies, and covered Aaron as a player, and I covered his brother, Brett Boone, as a player. So I got to see the entire family. And I could just see that Aaron Boone was special. And, you know, I thought that, you know, here's a guy who's a career baseball guy, and he's going to go a long way. But it did surprise me that it became the New York Yankees, which is undoubtedly the toughest managerial job in America. But I think Aaron's going to handle it just fine because of his personality, his communication skills, and his knowledge of the game. And never been a Yankee fan my entire life, because they always beat up on my Cleveland Indians. But you can rest assured that I'll be rooting for the Yankees hard the rest of the way.
Do you still keep in touch with him?
Now and then, yeah, I run into him now and then. And when I retired from being a traveling baseball writer in 2010, he was playing for the Houston Astros at the time. And the Reds had a night for me. And they were playing the Houston Astros, and I asked if Aaron Boone would catch the first pitch for me. I got to throw out the first pitch, and he caught the ball for me. So, you know, that's what I think of him. And, I run into him now and then doing his broadcast for ESPN, and always gives me a big hug. And he takes absolutely – to show what kind of guy he is, he tells people he does not – really remember that incident, but I don't know how he could forget it. And I've told the story often enough, and he just acts like it was nothing. But here's one man who he saved his career.
It's rare we see ball players care for writers. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the relationship is kind of mixed bag at times. But why this guy? Why this guy was? Why was he willing to care so much?
Well, when he played for the Reds, there were some slim times. And there were times after a game when they lost a game, we would go into the clubhouse. And it would be totally empty except for one person. And that was Aaron Boone. And he would be sitting in his locker. He would be our go-to guy. He would sit there, even though he probably had nothing to do with the loss. He would dissect the game for us and give us insights to what happened and all that. And that's just the kind of guy he was. He cared. He cared about everybody. And I covered the team and traveled with the team, so I was with him a lot and developed a pretty good relationship with him. I wrote critical stories of him when it was necessary, but he never held that against me. And when he saw a guy in need, even though sometimes we have a contentious relationship with players, he heard my story and knew I was a guy in need and just gave me a little pep talk to him. That's all it was a little pep talk. But to me, it was the speech of my life.
You know, as you say, Aaron Boone was not a Hall of Famer, but he was part of the 1999 Reds that went to the postseason. They were eliminated in the wild card game against the Mets. That was a special team, and I know Aaron Boone played a nice role in that. Could you talk about that team?
Yeah, that team was, as a matter of fact, I came up with the nickname for them as the Big Road Machine, because they won 56 games on the road that year. And Aaron, of course, was a big part of it. You could see his leadership in the clubhouse, and every player loved him, congregated around him. He was kind of a silent leader there at the time, and you could just see how important he was to that team. And as you say, the team had a seven-hour rain delay game in Milwaukee on Sunday to draw into a tie with the Mets for the last wild card spot. And then they had a playoff game on Monday, and got shut out 5-0 in that game, and they just didn't have any pitching left. But it was a very, very special team. It was probably one of the closest teams as far as loving each other and respecting each other. Any of the teams I covered in 44 years, they weren't expected to do much, and they just kept winning and kept winning, and it was such a team camaraderie there that you don't see that often.
Hal McCoy, listen, thank you so much for being on the show, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Bill, thank you very much for having me. You take care.
You too now.
My next guest is ESPN's Dan Shulman, and he will tell you he had a blast working with Aaron Boone for 8 years. Here's what he had to say.
On the phone is Aaron Boone's former partner on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. His name is Dan Shulman. Dan, thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure.
Dan, how surprised were you that Aaron Boone was named manager of the Yankees?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, he was kind of getting the itch again to get back into the game, and some teams put out feelers to him in the last few weeks. I didn't know if anybody was going to give him a manager's interview because he doesn't have the experience. But as soon as somebody, and it happened to be the Yankees, as soon as somebody decided to give him an interview, I thought he had a good shot because he's got a lot to offer. I'm sure people have talked about on your podcast and we heard at the press conference and so forth, he's got a lot going for him. There are a lot of good things to like about Aaron Boone. So I thought if he got a shot, he would have a real chance of getting the job. I just didn't know if anybody would give him an interview for a manager's job right away, or if he'd have to work his way up through a coaching position.
What did he do in the booth the last 8 years that made you say he can do the job?
Yeah, well, I mean, his everybody's talked about the bloodlines, right? His brother, his dad, his grandfather, and his dad also managed. I mean, he eats, sleeps, and breathes baseball, and he loves dissecting a game after we do a game together. You know, what should have been done here? Should the lefty have been up? Would you have pinch hit here? Would you have sacrificed there? Whatever the case may be. I mean, he looks at the game almost as if he's managing. It's just the way that he does it. Also, when we would go in before a Sunday night game or before a playoff game when we did the playoffs on radio together, and we would sit in the office with Joe Maddon or Dave Roberts or A.J. Hinch or whoever the manager happened to be, watching Aaron interact with those guys and ask them questions and learn from them. He was always trying to absorb information, always trying to understand different points of view. But at the same time, when we would, then walk back out on the field or after the game, walk back to the hotel or whatever the case may be, he was always, talking about, again, different possibilities, different strategies. He's always kind of managed along with the game while he's been broadcasting it. And I think, because at ESPN, he's had a chance to see so many different teams and so many different people that I think he's, taken a little bit from all of them and has learned from them, but also, started maybe to look at himself a little bit and say, I wonder if I could do that.
Now, what about Aaron Boone, the person? Now, you were with him for 8 years. What kind of person is he?
Well, full disclosure, he's one of my closest friends, so I'm that's the viewpoint you're going to get. But you will never, and I mean never, find anybody who's got a bad word to say about Aaron Boone. And I think one of the things the Yankees like about him the best is his ability to interact with people, whether that's the players, whether that's to work seamlessly with the front office, whether that's the New York media, whatever the case may be. I honestly, and I mean this, I'm not exaggerating, I don't know anybody who gets along with people as well as Aaron does. And it doesn't matter, how you came to know him, if you're younger or older, if you're his boss or a 22-year-old kid or intern who's just starting out at ESPN, he treats everybody great. And it's I think his ability to create relationships with people is really going to serve him well. He's a great guy. He's one of the funniest people I know. We didn't see a lot of that in his opening press conference with the Yankees, obviously, but he's one of the funnier people you'll ever meet, and he's just a guy that other people gravitate towards.
Dan Shulman, he's also the play-by-play voice of the Blue Jays, and he also does college basketball for ESPN. So this guy's really busy. Dan, I want to ask you, what advice would you give Aaron Boone coming from the booth to the field?
Well, I don't know if I'm in a position to give him advice. I don't think he needs you know, anything for me. But, you know, the only things I would say, and they go without saying, really, is surround yourself with good people, and he'll do that. You know, he's got a very good feel for people, and he'll get some smart coaches around him, and he'll work with them, and he'll take advice from other people. It's not going to be a one-man show. Aaron's the furthest thing from that. I think he'll work extremely well as part of a team. And honestly, I think he's ready for this. I don't know if he needs advice from me. You know, maybe from other managers who are friends of his about the speed of the game and how fast decisions have to be made in the heat of the moment sometimes. But I think he's ready. In some ways, maybe even before he realized it, I think he's been preparing for this for his whole life.
How weird will it be to cover Aaron Boone this time?
Well, I've done it before in Toronto for many years. I worked with Buck Martinez, and then he became the Blue Jays manager while I was still in the booth then. Terry Francona came to us at Sunday Night Baseball. He and I became good friends. Then he went, he'd already been with the Red Sox. Then he went and managed the Indians, and I've covered them since, and now to do it with Aaron. So I've done it a few times before, but it will be different because, again, we're very close friends. So, you know, he's joked with me that when he comes to Toronto or if the Blue Jays are in New York, whatever the case may be, wherever I see him, he's not going to let me be in the media scrum, because if he looks at me, he'll laugh, or I'll try to do something to make him laugh. So it'll be a little different. I mean, I have a job to do, obviously, but he is one of my closest friends. So it'll be a little bit different, but I'm just pulling for him. You know, the friendship takes precedence, and I'm pulling for him, and I hope everything goes great for him, and I think it will.
Final question. What's the one thing that sticks out when it comes to Aaron Boone in your 8 years with ESPN?
I just think how good a person he is. He keeps everybody loose. He makes everybody laugh. He gets the most out of every day. He's a very positive, uplifting person. He enjoys life. He enjoys people. He enjoys everything, really. And I think, you know, people are better off with him in their lives. They really are. And again, not to get too sappy and not to exaggerate at all, he's that good of a person. So I will, I'll miss seeing him as much as I have over the years, but I'm thrilled for him that he's gotten this opportunity, and I really look forward to watching him make the most of it.
Dan Schulman, listen, thank you so much for being on the show. We hope to talk to you soon.
All right. You're welcome.
Take care.
My final guest is former GM Jim Bowden, and he believes Aaron Boone will be one of the best managers in baseball.
On the phone is former Reds GM Jim Bowden. He works for Sirius XM Radio. He also has the distinction of drafting Aaron Boone when they were with the Reds together in 1994. Jim, thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Jim, let's start off with 1994. First of all, why did you draft Aaron Boone? What was it about him that made you like him?
Well, first of all, his intangibles on a scouting scale of 20 to 80 were 80. And certainly coming from a Boone family that was a three-generation baseball family, and this was a player that had exceptional talent, but the scouts didn't like him as much as they should have, because I don't think most of the scouts put enough weight into his makeup, his character, his intelligence, and all those intangibles. He was a really good athlete, a good defensive player. I thought he was going to hit with power. He didn't profile out, the bat didn't profile out at that point at USC, but you knew it was going to, because of the bloodlines, because of the intellect. Special kid, so it was easy. We took him in the third round. We thought we got a steal in the third round, and history will tell us that we certainly did at that point. But Aaron Boone, from the first time I met Aaron Boone, like the rest of his family, his whole life was baseball. And what I liked about him more than anything is that he was always curious about everything about baseball. In other words, as a GM, he would ask me about trades or ask me about scouting a player or ask me what I thought of this. And then to watch him develop in the Reds system all the way to the big leagues, I always loved the fact that he was always asking managers questions, asking players questions, and was really studying details that most players don't study at a young age.
Wow. He played a big role in that 99 team, a team that you love, in fact, and talk about that.
we won 96 games that year, and our plan was to be competitive in 2001. And this team came together 2 years early, and it came together 2 years early because of makeup and character, and Aaron Boone and Sean Casey and Mike Cameron. All of these guys just developed together, and they just knew how to win, and they came with energy and enthusiasm. And Aaron was one of those leaders. And this is a group of players that, you know, we hear stories about players that don't do things together after game time or after the night is over.
Right.
This team went out to dinner all the time. This team, whether it be on the road or at home, just were like family. They'd shop together. They'd go eat together. They'd play golf together. They'd go and get haircuts together. So it was a very special group, and Aaron was one of those guys that was the leader and bringing people together.
Jim, what was your reaction when you heard that Aaron Boone was named manager of the Yankees?
I was pretty excited. I thought it was a great hire. You know, in 2018, the way we view managers is much different than we did 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And I think teams always look to those teams that succeed and try to find out why and how. It is a copycat league. We've talked about, Bill, that many times. When you look at A.J. Hinch and Dave Roberts, the two managers that were in the World Series, and you look at A.J. Hinch in particular, you say to yourself, who would be the next A.J. Hinch? Mm-hmm. And Aaron Boone fits that perfectly. A.J. Hinch had a lot of background in studying the game from the front office angle, from the player angle, from the coach angle, in every angle you could possibly see this game. But more importantly, A.J. Hinch communicates and connects the players extremely well. He understands analytics. He understands the information that we've gotten in the last 24 months, let alone 5 years, is night and day different than we've ever done before. And front offices need a manager that can not only implement it and believe in it, but managers that can connect with 21- and 22-year-old players to allow them to take these analytics and information and become better ball players and give your team a better chance to win. And Aaron Boone, like Dave Roberts and A.J. Hinch, he fits that mold perfectly. I know there's some people that are going to say, yeah, but he doesn't have any managing experience. Yeah, I understand that. 17 of the 30 big league managers right now are managing for the first time in the big leagues. They had never managed before. 17 out of 30. And Aaron Boone spent his whole life managing games. From the first time I met him as a rookie baseball player, he was watching the game, not as a player. He was watching it as a manager and a GM for that matter. So I just think that, you know, he's covered the game from ESPN, so he's well in tune of all 30 teams. And he follows it, and I got to tell you, he's got a fast brain. And the thing that separates him, Bill, and you and I have talked about this,
mm-hmm.
he's got a photographic mind. And mechanically, he sees things that most human beings can't see. His brain is really special that way. Not only can he imitate somebody's mechanics, but he's going to be able to pick up when an arm angle drops a half an inch, when a batter raises his hands too much and the front knee opens up more. He's going to see those things quicker and faster than almost every manager in baseball, which means he can correct players or get them on the right path faster. And when you're the Yankees and you have Greg Bird and Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez and eventually Clint Frazier and Gleyber Torres coming, you want a manager that can see those things, that can make quick adjustments. And if a player starts to get in a slump, you know what? As manager with a good hitting coach, he's going to be able to make those adjustments faster than most managers.
But, Jim, you know, people, critics will say, we talk about the New York Yankees here. I mean, you mean to tell me it's not going to matter much that he doesn't have much experience?
Look, I would always say experience is something that you only get by doing it. And I think we all would prefer people to have experience, and I get that. But I'll tell you this. When I was in Cincinnati, we won a world championship. Lou Piniella was managing. And when Lou Piniella managed, he had never done it before. And at the end of the day, it's about a brain. It's about intelligence. It's about instincts. It's about delegating authority. It's about running a game, handling the media, working with a front office. And because we've had so many managers that have been successful without experience, I put Aaron Boone in that group that he's going to be able to do it. Dave Roberts had never managed before. I think he's one of the best managers in baseball right now. Mm-hmm. When A.J. Hinch managed, they tried to run him out of Arizona, and all these anonymous players made fun of him. And how can you put a guy that hasn't been in the big leagues and never managed before, and how can you put him in the – he's a world champion manager. I wish all those anonymous sources would show up today. Look, in New York, the expectations are World Series and bust.
Mm-hmm.
You don't win a championship, you failed. But as I said this before, and I'll say it again, I watched Aaron Boone hit the walk-off homer that took the Yankees to a World Series.
Right.
I look forward to watching him manage them to multiple World Series. And 10 years from now, we're going to look back at Aaron Boone as one of the great managers of all time. Part of that's going to be because he's going to have a loaded roster for 10 years. This team is going to be built to win long-term, and he's going to have the pressure. But I have no doubt, like Joe Girardi before him and Joe Torre before him, he's going to succeed with Brian Cashman in New York.
When did you see that he was managerial material?
Oh, probably the first time I met him. It's pretty easy. Have you ever heard anyone say a bad word about Aaron Boone?
No,
I haven't.
Absolutely not.
No, I haven't either. And Bill, the intelligence of the game, you know, he's quiet. A lot of people that have knowledge in baseball want to show people what they know, so they talk about it all the time. My experience with Aaron that's always been great is he whispers it. He doesn't go out and find the media or find a microphone or try to hold court and tell everybody what he knows. You know what he does instead? He always asks questions and learns from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I was in spring training with him this year. We were at Red Sox camp together. First thing he did, get John Farrell alone, talk to him one-on-one, then Dustin Pedroia one-on-one. He's always gathering, always learning, discussing. But I've been privileged, because I'm such good friends with him and the family, I've been privileged that he and I have had one-on-one conversations about baseball for decades at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I know how much he knows. He really knows this game, and he really knows the players, and he really connects with everybody. So, to me, I would probably say the first time I met him, I knew someday he'd be a big league manager. I didn't know it'd be this quick and this fast.
Right. How important is it for Aaron Boone to have a great coaching staff?
I'm a big believer in that. I think the thing that excited me is when I saw, I think it was Monday, when they announced that Larry Rothschild was coming back as pitching coach.
Yes.
I kind of went, oh, phew. And I did that because Larry managed in Tampa, and Larry understood how tough that job is. Larry's been around the game a long time, and he's been next to Joe Girardi for a long time. He's going to be able to help Aaron out right away, immediately. That's how Larry's really good at this stuff, and he really understands pitching, and he really understands the managing of pitching, and he can really see things. So he's going to have him next to him. But I'll say this. I think every manager in baseball should have the strongest coaching staff possible. A manager can only be in one place at a time. And I've always said, you're only as good as the people around you. I mean, my best years of my career were when I had great people around me. And that's going to be true with almost everyone. So, like you said, and I agree, coaching staff's really important. And I have a lot of faith that he and Brian Cashman are going to make sure the Yankees have a very, very strong staff.
The team, the Yankees are a win away. We went away from the World Series last year. And, I mean, they could be really good in 18. What do you think?
World Series or bust. That's how I kind of view the New York Yankees. I don't know if they're going to go out and make a big splash. I know they were hoping to get Shohei Ohtani, and that didn't work out. I think they want to reset with the luxury tax so that 12 months from now they can blow it up. When you get Harper and Machado and maybe even Kershaw on the market, they want to be prepared to blow it up, which they'll be able to.
Right.
But even if they didn't do anything, this is a team that's going to the postseason. I mean, I don't know if they win the division or the Red Sox win the division. We'll have to see how the rest of the winter goes. But I expect both of those teams to be in postseason baseball again next year. The Yankees came of age this year, and not many managers get to inherit a team that was one win away from a World Series. The expectations this year are going to be World Championship, or you didn't do your job.
Jim Bowden, one of the best guys I ever met. Jim Bowden, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Bill, for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. Take care.